What's up, everybody? This is Culture Chords.
What's up, everybody? This is Culture Chords, and I'm Merlin. On tonight's episode, we have an upcoming artist who's originally from the DMV area. So why don't you tell us, who is Anari J?
I'd say Anari J is, I want to curse, but I can't curse.
You can if you want to.
I'm pretty chill. I'm a singer / rapper. From DC, I joke around a lot, so I guess you could say I'm a jokester.
All right. So you're from DC, you're a joker, you're laid back. But I mean, let's just start at the beginning, especially being from DC. So that's like DMV area, right? So did you, before even like starting the career, how did you really find your passion in music?
Oh, well, I've kind of always been singing since I was a kid. It wasn't necessarily like, oh, this is what I'm going to do when I grow up. It was just something I like to do. I had ties that dad side of the family, they could sing, so it's kind of like it. Then after a while, like, I was just started doing it, started finding people as they played here.
Yeah.
As a kid, it wasn't like I said, like, I wanted to do this for a living. It was more of a, I can do this, so why not?
You're like, what can I try out with music today? Like, what? It was more of a, like an experiment in a way, right? Because you're just like testing out the waters for it and whatnot.
Exactly. Like, we started a band, that was a fun little thing. And then when I really started to like get into music, I was creating a service. And that was just happened because someone paid me sing. And they had me sing the national anthem for this event without my permission. And like, they just following told me to do it. And then from there, someone at the National Anthem heard me singing and brought me to the studio for the first time. And that's how I really like got into it too.
Oh my God, that is so cool. I mean, one, thank you for your service, but like, you're probably thanking yourself for your service because you're just like, oh, hey, this hobby turned into more, right?
Yeah, this sort of happened at that point.
I love that. I mean, when we think of DMV, or actually when I first heard of like DMV artists, I wasn't really sure like why they were called DMV artists. Like, I didn't know there was a difference. And then the more I learned about it, I heard about like the different areas and whatnot. So growing up at that time, you weren't even thinking about being a musician, right? But like, artists from Maryland are like Billie Holiday, Logic, Toni Braxton. So like, who were some of your influences, and did you even have influences that were from Maryland that kind of pushed you to start your career?
I would say Genuine. He lived in Maryland. I'm not really sure if he's from Maryland, but also Toni Braxton, I say for sure. Toni Braxton, I love Toni Braxton. And Kelsey, not from the DMV, but I love them. They are my influences growing up.
All right. So we're getting like a lot of R&B vibes. Now, would you consider your own music more of an R&B style, or do you feel like it's a blend of other genres as well?
I say my older music is just me, like, really weighing what I wanted to do, because there's a little bit of rap, a little bit of singing. There's a little bit of both. Now I kind of already know, like, I would be in the pop style, but my older music was just me trying to figure out things.
I love that. And, you know, it's cool that you said that, just because Cedric from the event that we met at, and he was just like talking about like, oh, yeah, I dropped this type of genre, that type of genre. But it was more about like experimenting, like seeing what works, what doesn't work. Right.
Definitely.
So, I mean, being an R&B artist as yourself, you already know, especially with the artists that you've named, Toni Braxton, TLC, it's always something about what they say and how they sing it. Wouldn't you agree?
For sure.
Now, like, when you think of, like, okay, yeah, no, I can You got it.
What did you say?
Oh, no, I was just saying, like, after naming those artists, like, it's about what they say and how they sing it. So I'm sure, like, that kind of lit something in you, or were you kind of, I mean, you didn't start your music career right away, but were you more into writing, more into journaling, and just really like expressing yourself through that, and that led you to singing, or how does that work for you?
I guess you say writing, because I definitely was in a poetry club growing up, so that was definitely my thing. I loved writing poetry, when we established our band, we started establishing the poetry that we were doing, and so like the music that we were making. So it was just like that.
Oh,
but like the music at that time, because that was during my little emo stage, we were in a rock band. We definitely was in a rock band.
I mean, that works though, right? Just because like, one, you're like expressing how you feel, but then like I was in my own emo stage too, so you're just like screaming out these lyrics that are like hurting you so bad or something like that. But what about like if you were in a rock phase, now what drew you into the R&B scene?
I loved R&B. I love all genres, and at that time, like again, it was like emo stage, so when you look at a band, you think of rock band. So because I listen to all genres, that's what we just ended up doing. We didn't know how to make R&B from a guitar and a drum set, but we knew how to make rock music from a guitar and drum set.
Right. No, that makes sense. I mean, like, no, that makes sense though, because it's just like, oh, okay, like, what else are you gonna do? Especially like when you're younger too, like emo just kind of, at least for me, it like lured me in just because it's just like, oh my God, I feel so like pissed off and I'm so sad. Like, right? And then you're like listening to, well, like, what's it called? I just thought of like Simple Plan. Like, I'm sorry, I'm not perfect, Dad. Like, what do you want me to do?
One
day,
I think Escape the Fate. That was my shit.
Yeah. See? There we go. All right. And so like you already got into the scene where you're like expressing yourself, singing these raw emotions. Now like what made you, I guess my question was like, what made you want to do it in an R&B style? Like, yeah, you were already experimenting. You were already throwing out different genres. You were already listening to Toni Braxton. Like what made you think like, oh, okay, if I sang it like this, like, did it give you a different feeling? Did you feel it was more accurate while you were singing those lyrics?
I guess it kind of just, when I went to the studio for the first time, they were rappers and artists. So I kind of just learned how to do the R&B style from that.
Yeah.
Because it was like a different world than what I did when I was younger. So I didn't know anything about like beats and I need to get me so long. I just knew that I knew how to sing.
And I mean, like, this was the time of your service. So, like, you went from DMV to Hawaii. Did I get that right?
Yeah.
Okay. So, going
to Hawaii for about 6 years.
6 years. Okay. So, like, DMV to Hawaii, different locations, different atmosphere. Like, would you say the culture in Hawaii kind of like helped shape your music in the beginning at least, or did you kind of stay true to your DMV roots?
I guess you could say the culture of Hawaii. I actually ended up going into the studio with Hawaiians. So you don't really notice how similar you are with other cultures until you actually embrace yourself into those cultures. And Hawaii culture is definitely very similar to the Black culture, just more of an island style. They have a lot of Hawaiian music, but they also love a lot of R&B out there. So,
Okay. So, like, this is the time that you're in the studios, like, you're just dropping your new songs at that time, of course. So, when you first released your first song, now, did you ever have, like, this doubt within you, like, oh, should I even release this? Like, is it ready to be out there? Or like, were you ready before even creating the song that you wanted to like put up music?
Well, when I first started releasing, it was just for the hell of it because I was still on the service. So I'm just releasing. It's like, it's not like I can go anywhere with this because my job is this. I'm going to work, go work with people.
Yeah.
I have to be here. So I was just releasing music to release it. It wasn't like, I didn't think much about it until I got out of the service.
Okay. Okay. So how, you said you were in the service for 6 years. So how long ago was that from now?
3 years ago.
Okay. So like 3 years ago, two or three years ago, we'll go with that. No problem. I mean, so like 2 or 3 years ago, we see Inari J. She's feeling more confident with her music. She's ready to release it. She's really ready to like just be herself with music and put it out there, right? So like, what was the first thing or what were the first steps that you immediately thought of? Like, were you wanting to do performances? Were you wanting to like create more songs? Like, what were you going through at that time?
Well, we actually, as soon as I got out, I actually started doing more performances with this group called Peace Dam. And we were putting on our own shows during that time. It's like during the summertime. We would put on our own showcases downtown. So that's how I kind of got indoctrinated to like doing shows. Yeah. So, I kind of wanted to get more into like understanding music more before I just like jump right into it. So that's kind of been like the journey of what I've been doing lately since then.
Mm-hmm.
I understanding the business outside of just putting out music.
Now, are you working independently or do you guys have a team or?
I would say that I'm working independently.
Okay.
But there's also a team of us. So we're like a collective.
Oh, okay. That's cute. I bet that there are artists who are like in a collective as well. And they kind of like help not only like promote each other, but like support each other. If like they need a cameraman, you got a cameraman kind of thing, right?
Right.
Yeah. That's
exactly.
That's pretty cool. That's pretty cool. Now, like if you're talking about like we just talked about the music that you just released. I mean, when you first started, but let's talk about your performance actually first, because that's how we met. And I was watching you perform. I remember that, but I was taken by you and another performer's voice. But I just remember you had more of an upbeat performance, but your voice was very capturing, which I love listening to you because I was just like, oh, where is this going? Oh, okay, we're vibing. Oh, I like how this is going. So like performing, oh, you're welcome. Would you say performing comes naturally for you, or is it something that you kind of built over time, like gaining the confidence? Or
definitely gaining the confidence. When I think of it, like when I'm performing, I kind of think of it how I was on the ship. I used to sing all the time when I was in the galley cooking. So that kind of like helped me build up the nerve to actually sing in front of people.
Okay.
Like when you think you know what the galley looks like, but the galley is like the kitchen and they have like the gates are open. So people walking by all day. And I'm just in there listening to my music singing. So it kind of just like built up the confidence to like actually perform in front of people. I think it.
Now, I mean, doing it back then, like, did you just not care at all? And you were just like singing away because you were just like, oh, hey, like, this is what I like to do?
It was more of a stress reliever, honestly. I was in there all day, every day. So I just was singing as whatever.
You know what? I actually feel that because whenever I'm in my car, I'm singing as loud as I can and I can't even sing. So, I mean, I understand you. I mean, I don't have that same talent, but I get what you're saying. But let's go to your song, Silent. Now, this was released a few years ago. Now, I'm guessing this is the time period where you just got out of the service. Right. and you might have just released his song and started putting yourself more out there?
No, this was actually before I got out. This is while I was in.
Oh, shit. Okay. So you created this whole song while you were still in the service and then and released it during that time too?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. So releasing that song, now, would you say like that's something we can expect more of, or would you say your new releases are just going to be like a new chapter of you and your music?
It's really depending on the environment. Okay. I have realized like depending on where I'm performing is depending on what I perform. So I do perform that song still, but it was like, if the environment doesn't warrant that type of song, I won't perform that song.
Okay. Okay. Well, I mean, what about your song, Show Me? Because I guess my question is, like, do I know, like, during an album, we can show, like, different phases, different stories. Like, we're actually telling a whole story, but different scenes in throughout the album, right? So, like,
yeah.
Comparing the two, would you say one is closer to the other when it comes to your new music? Or would you just say, like, it's a different you, it's a different time, we're going with a different vibe?
The Show Me is definitely a newer song. I wouldn't say that one is like the other, because Silent was during my I don't give a fuck stage, and then Show Me was during the I think I kind of do give a fuck stage. Two different vibes going on there, but it definitely does tell a story. It's just the mode of the story.
No, I mean, I love that. I love the honesty, because it's just like, I get that too. You know, it was like the emo reference I made earlier. Like, you sometimes you think you really don't give a fuck, and you're just like, hey guys, do your thing, I don't care what you say or what you do. But then it comes to that time and you're like, I don't care, but I do care, you know what I'm saying? just a little bit. But it's no big deal, we're fine. Yeah, I get where you're coming from on that. And, like, before we talk about, like, your upcoming music, especially with, like, artists that you already mentioned that you really like listening to, I'm going to name some random R&B artists. And I want you to think of one word that you would describe them in. Cool? Okay. So let's start off safe. Toni Braxton.
Faye.
Ooh, okay, Monica.
Monica, ooh, Innocent.
Okay. Keisha Cole. I like how this is going. Dangerous. Oh, she's dangerous. Okay. Last one, Jasmine Sullivan.
Oh, I love Jasmine Sullivan's voice. Cleft.
I love the way her voice.
I
don't know, like, if it's the style of her voice or the way she sings, but there's something about it. I get what you mean.
Yeah.
But after saying that, with all these artists, how would you describe Anari J? One word.
Ooh, exciting.
Okay. Now, like, tell us why, or at least pretend I'm someone who hasn't even listened to your music. I've never met you. You come up to me and you're like, hey, you should check out my exciting music. Why? Why?
Because it's a story for the most part. I feel like everyone can relate with most of the stuff that I'm saying about, to be honest, because I like to write my music in the perspective of other people's experiences. So even though I've experienced it too, I take from other people have experienced as well when I write.
Mm-hmm.
I just put it into my music, and I feel like it's really
no, it goes on.
Be exciting.
Yeah. And I mean, you're right, your songs do tell a story, but the way you put it, I know I already said upbeat, but like, you put it in an upbeat way, Like, it can be, like, the lyrics could be, like, a little on the sadder side, but then you'd be like, oh, but it's all good, you know? Like, or you're serious. Don't worry about it. It's all good. Like, you keep the energy going. You're like, no bad vibes, but we're just going to say how we're feeling.
Yeah. Like, this is how we're feeling, but life is on. Keep it going.
Exactly. Just that little part right there, right? But, I mean, that's how you would describe your sound. That's how you would describe it to someone you don't know. But when it comes to, like, when it comes to an album, okay, and you got to, one, pick a producer that you want to work with, and two, pick one featured artist, anyone, who would it be? Whoa, what is happening?
Let's see, a producer. I don't know any famous producers, so I'll just say producer that I know right now. City Beats, because he's amazing, and Mayhem.
Okay.
So they're pretty good producers. Well, City's amazing producer, so is Mayhem. But, like, I don't know much about, like, saying, like, Metro Boomin is cool, but Metro Boomin don't seem like the type of style that I do, so I wouldn't really work with them. Okay. Unless I'm doing a feature or something. As far as features go, definitely Victoria Monet.
Ooh, yeah. She's cute. Yep. I like that. Yeah, exactly. Her voice is really cute. You know what I'm talking about? But, all right. So, like, let's just say, well, we just put this out there. So, one day, I'm going to see you have a song with Steady Beats, and that'll be exciting for me because now both of you are on this podcast. Second, I'll be keeping an eye out to see you release a single with Victoria Monet. No big deal.
Oh, for sure. I'll probably send it to you first.
Okay. I love that. My hands are already sweating because I'm excited. But when it comes to upcoming releases, what can we expect? Like, are we seeing something released in the near future, or?
Yeah, so we are working on the content for this song that we made a video for not too long ago. We're going to release that this year. The songs that I performed, I'm trying to get the videos up for those songs or release those as well. Probably towards the ending of the year. The song is called Fast and Fear. I didn't perform that one because it was with somebody else. He couldn't come to the performance. But that song has a video that's going to be released over the summertime.
Okay. So we're expecting, things are on the way. Things are working out. We're going to expect something soon. And summer is just a few months away. So I'm sure this is, like, a busy time for you.
Yeah. It's pretty.
Oh. Yeah, I bet it's always fun, right? No, I'm just kidding. Yeah. But when it comes to, like, upcoming performances, we just saw you last time, well, last month, but are you doing any others in the near future?
Yeah, actually, myself and the collective, it's called Branched Out. We're putting on a showcase in Torrance, and it's going to be May 4th. And we have a few artists, as well as ourselves. Gambo is going to be performing. Ourselves, City Beats, is performing. He's actually come through. A few other artists that didn't perform in the last performance, but it's definitely going to be a show to remember, because we're also, it's going to be at a Wee Wow, so it's going to be this whole big thing. So yeah, it's going to be
okay.
Okay,
cool. So I'll look out for that. Please do, honestly, please do. But when it comes to, like, your performances, for your releases, any other news you want to share as a musician? Like, where's the best place for people to follow you at?
Instagram, for sure. Instagram, because that's mainly what I use. And I'm doing more into TikTok. if you want to follow me on TikTok, okay. But Instagram for now.
Okay. I mean, that works for us. And we'll attach all the links that you sent onto this episode. So people are just a click away from your Instagram, if your TikTok, whatever else, it'll all be there. Other than that, yo, that's actually it. Thank you for being down, for sharing your story, right, of May?
Yeah, May 4th.
Okay.
It'll be a lot of fun. With the interview in for you, that the interview set up.
If you like this episode, don't forget to follow or subscribe for future episodes. And don't forget, you can follow us on Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, at Culture Chords. Thanks for listening. Till next time.